We close our eyes when we meditate because we don't want to get distracted from the big problem. The big problem is inside. The big problem is suffering. And the other part of the problem is the cause of suffering, our cravings for this, that, and the other thing. Fortunately, the solution is inside too. We can take our desires for happiness and focus them in the right direction. Some people think that desire is all bad, according to the Buddha, but that's not the case. The desire to abandon unskillful qualities, the desire to develop skillful qualities, that's part of right effort. The desire to go beyond aging, illness, and death. As the Buddha said, if you simply wish it, it's going to be a form of suffering. But if you actually act on it and say, well, how can I solve this problem? That becomes your motivation for the path. So look into your desires. What do you really want out of life? What's really worth wanting out of life? And what's the best way to go about it? If you just sit around desiring, 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 nothing happens. Aside from the fact you wear out the mind and you cause yourself a lot of suffering. But if you actually act on the desires that are skillful and do it in a skillful way, figure out, okay, what's the cause of the problem? How can I attack the problem at the cause? Then you're on the right track. Years back when I was teaching English composition at the university in Chiang Mai, I pointed out to the kids that if you want to take a problem-solving approach, follow the Four Noble Truths. As the Buddha said, you figure out what the problem is, then you attack the problem at the cause, not at the effect, not at the symptom. It's like those forms of medicine. Some forms of medicine will attack the symptoms without taking the underlying cause. Others focus on the underlying cause. It's that second type that you want to follow. And otherwise, you're just masking the problem, and it doesn't get solved. It comes back. So focus on where your desires are going, heading off in the wrong direction, how they head in the right direction, and how you can act skillfully on the right ones. That way you get use out of your desires. Then you finally get to where you want to go. Then you can put those desires aside. Think of that story of Venerable Ananda in the park. A Brahmin comes to see him and asks him, this path that you're following, what is the goal? And Ananda says, well, one of the goals is to put an end to desire and passion. And the Brahmin asks, how do you do that? And Ananda lists the four bases for success: desire, persistence, intent, powers of analysis. The Brahmin says, well, in that case, it's impossible. How can you use desire to put an end to desire? But Ananda asks him some questions. He says, before you came to the park, did you have the desire to come here? Well, yes. Now it's here. What happened to the desire? Well, it's gone, because you attained what you wanted. The same way we use desire in the path. Like a carpenter who uses tools. You use your tools to make a chair. And then when you finish the chair, when you're going to sit in the chair, you don't have to carry the tools with you. You put them aside. Just be very careful in which desires you choose to follow, because that makes all the difference.